Oh, it's time to pay the piper, whore. Yeah, we're coming aggressive right out of the gate.
Oh, God.
The NFL draft has come and gone. There are now 9 new members of the Buffalo Bills. We talked earlier this morning, Kimmy, about the despair some Bills fans had. They did not take a wide receiver until the 7th round.
Yeah.
That guy's probably not going to have much of an effect.
Mm.
But all of that does not matter right now.
Yeah.
Because for folks that didn't want to stay up till 11:30 or watch any of the draft with the first round pick, you were offering a service.
Yes.
You were going to tell them exactly how it went.
Mm.
And now we're going to find out.
Yeah.
How right you were.
But you nailed it.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, Tommy made his picks Thursday. We discover them today. Kimmy, are we ready?
Ready.
Let's do the damn thing.
Tommy told it like it is, and now we find out how it was. Excuse post game Monday in the break room on WCMF.
Let's get to our first pick from Tommy on Thursday here on CMF. Over under, 1/2 a pick. In the first round for the Bills tonight.
So now you're making me think you got to go early.
Oh, you're an expert. What's going to happen?
Then I think I got to go late.
Will you make a damn pick?
No, all right. He goes in the first. Yeah, he makes a pick in the first round.
So you're going over 1/2 a pick tonight.
Yeah.
For the Buffalo.
He
Bills.
Jumps.
Okay. Was that
he jumps
so,
early? He snaps.
Was that so hard?
Wait, no, because I was thinking he was going to go later.
So then take the second round.
No.
You know what he's doing? He's hedging his bet here.
My pick is in.
But then I said,
my pick is in.
All right, so to
you
be clear.
You guys make it so difficult.
To be clear, you are over 1/2 a pick made by the Bills in the first round tonight.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Congratulations.
Ooh, out of the gate.
But we knew that one on Friday. Mm-hmm. Mad Max Harrison from Kentucky, a corner.
Funny guy.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Hype man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Big handshake guy.
Oh, yeah.
With the information we now have a couple days later, Kimmy, it doesn't seem the Bills were going to move out of that spot for anything.
Oh, you're saying like they were guaranteed to make a first round pick?
So the New York Giants were, I saw an interview with one of their front office guys, Joe Shane, former Buffalo Bills assistant general manager.
Yeah.
And he had said that they were always planning to get back in to draft a quarterback in the first, which they did on Thursday night. He said they started to panic because nobody in the back end was ready to move. They all wanted to stay put. So it seems, Kimmy, that the Bills, they were rock solid. They had a couple of guys, and whoever fell to them were going to be going. So congratulations.
Look at that.
You're 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. All right, way to start off the new season.
Look at that.
Let's get to our second pick, draft edition, from Tommy here on CMF. What I'm talking about is a trade for an actual
guy.
Active NFL player. Over under, 1/2 a trade made for a player this weekend by the Bills.
I think Cook is done. Because it sounds like they don't want to pay him.
Okay.
And he doesn't want to be here.
He is under contract for 1 year.
I don't care. You can wipe yourself with that contract.
His busted agent right now.
I would tell the kid to walk.
Yeah, that's why you're his busted agent.
Well, I should run because he's good at that. But it sounds like the kid does not want to be there.
It sounds like
they've got to make a move. They got to start thinking about the future, like you said.
Are you predicting the Bills this weekend are going to trade James Cook?
Yes.
You're an idiot.
They're going to get rid of him.
Well, you're the dumbest person.
They're
going
to blow his ass out because they're too chintz to pay the kid.
You didn't have to say that. You could have just said over 1/2 a player.
That's how I go, baby.
Okay.
I go big.
So to be clear, you are over.
Bye-bye, Cooksy.
1/2 a trade made for a player by the Bills.
And I hope he lights it up.
Okay. So first off, the Bills made no player trades during the draft.
Big mistake.
But secondly,
big mistake.
James Cook's still a Bill because of course he's still a Bill.
And he's not happy about it.
Okay, thank God.
But General they didn't take a running back.
They did, but yeah, late. Or didn't take a running back. No, you did not take it. You're right. Thank God General Manager Brandon Bean is not as emotional as some Bills fans have gotten in the last 2 weeks over the James Cook thing. Because you, Tommy, believe James Cook is too good for the Bills now.
Well, he had a great season, and the kid wants to get paid.
Okay. Kimmy, some Bills fans want him gone because they feel he is not appreciating this team enough.
Yeah, and we've talked about this before. Like, this is really the first time in a while where the Bills have kind of had this debate in the offseason.
Guy stands up for himself.
Situation, yes.
No, I want him to get paid.
Sticks it to the man.
Okay. Tommy, you don't just lose a player like that, okay? First of all, if they want to, not only is he under contract next year, they can also franchise tag him for two more years, so they could, if they wanted to, control his rights for up to 3 more years. They were not going to trade him.
Sucks for the kid.
Stupid.
I feel bad for you.
Really sucks to be able to highlight in a contract year what you can do on arguably the best offense in the NFL. Oh, no, shucks.
Takes many players to make a team, Patrick.
Yes, that's the argument as to not paying him.
But you need him.
It takes many players to make a team. You need him. You're 1-1.
All right. Not bad. 50-50. Come on.
Let's get to our third Mule postgame excuse draft edition Monday pick here in the break room at CMF. Over under one half a quarterback taken by the Bills in the draft this weekend.
Bro, they got this bullpen of bums. They're not worried about some goddamn kid.
If you have a bullpen of bums, wouldn't you want to improve your bullpen?
I don't think you need it. I think Josh is the guy. He seems to be bulletproof. He's injury-proof.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
Nothing happens
Shut
to this
up.
Kid.
Shut up.
He's
Shut
like
up.
A self-healing organism.
Shut up.
I don't think you need to look at a
Shut
quarterback,
up.
Some
organism.
Two-lane douche.
Why are you doing this?
Don't talk about J.P. Lossman that way. Look, man. I'm telling you, if you think, as you put it, they have a... I'm going to punch you.
Stella.
Leave my daughter out of this. Over, under, one half quarterback taken.
They ain't taking a goddamn quarterback, son.
Congratulations.
Ooh.
The Bills did not draft a quarterback over the weekend, although quarterbacks were just flying off the board all over the place.
But I thought there was
not
any...
Not the ones people thought.
Good quarterbacks, just... draft.
It was supposed to be a weak quarterback class up top, but normally, you know, as you get into later rounds, teams have no problems like, you know, burning fifth, sixth, seventh round picks on a potential project.
Right.
The Bills did, however, so I saw a story that they signed an undrafted free agent quarterback that's Canadian.
Oh.
But I have not seen that confirmed anywhere but the one spot that I read it.
Mm.
So the Bills are going to go into this season with the quarterbacks they got on their roster right now.
They seem to be happy.
Okay, that's fine. It's just weird. I think Mitchell Trubisky's going to have a hard time making this roster based on the $2 million they could save cutting him loose.
Mm.
You might need that money.
Yeah, I mean, well, who else do you have? You have
Mike
White.
White.
Is he still there?
And Shane Bouchel, Bukie,
yeah, you might
Bakaluga.
Just, take your chances.
Bacchini.
Oh, Italian kid.
Yeah. Maybe they'll cut Mitch Trubisky to give more money to James Cook.
Ooh, will they do that?
Why are you excited for that guy to lose his job and you think James Cook's fighting a man?
Well, because
I mean,
cares
if we're down to
Mitch.
Trubisky, we're kind of screwed anyway. So does it matter who you got there?
I'm with you. All right, you're 2-1, man. You're 2-1,
looking good in a very difficult draft.
Could you start this season with a winning record?
What?
Oh my God,
we may be up, bro.
Let's get to our final pick from Tommy's draft. Tommy tells it like it is here on CMF.
That's so fast, buddy. I say a celebrity's going to show up at your little draft party in Green Bay. And he's going to make a scene.
What kind of celebrity are we talking?
A big celebrity.
Tonight, you're saying?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Probably be some celebrities.
No, Bill Gray's.
There is a celebrity at Bill Gray's.
No, they decided to go with no names this week.
Maybe at least they went with somebody whose mouth works. You bitch.
My mouth was working fine last night. Yeah, buddy.
I'm not asking a follow-up question.
Yeah. Oh, is that Bill Gray's? I had some chicken wings. Very good.
Who's a big celebrity at the draft?
He's going to make a scene.
Okay, what do we got?
Aaron Rodgers is showing up at this draft.
No, he's not showing up at the draft.
That's his house. It's Green Bay. He's looking for work. He is going to show up tonight.
No,
he will be.
He's going to make a pick. You think he'll be at the podium?
No, I just said he's going to show up. He's going to be on camera.
Oh,
maybe not even invited. He's going to make a scene.
He's not going to show up in Green Bay.
They may break out the tasers, but it could get ugly.
So your bonus pick,
Aaron Rodgers makes a scene tonight. He embarrasses himself, runs his mouth. Yeah. You will be talking about Aaron Rodgers tomorrow morning after your little Green Bay party.
Okay. Nope. Nope.
Didn't hear much about Aaron Rodgers.
Kimmy, Danger
had... They didn't even mention him during the draft.
So we had Mike Danger and Ryan, my brother, in on Friday. And Danger had an interesting theory that he was waiting to sign. Aaron Rodgers was waiting to sign with the Steelers to try and steal some of the shine off of the draft to get him attention. That didn't even happen over the weekend.
Which was kind of the direction I was going.
No, it wasn't. And that, by the way, that is also a stupid idea if you're Aaron Rodgers, because all of the front office people are working on the draft. So there's no one there to even be like, okay, here's a contract for you to sign. You know what I'm saying?
Not
like
their priority right now.
Occupied. The Steelers didn't take a quarterback, if I'm not mistaken.
No, and I think that was what everybody was waiting to see. Didn't happen.
Okay, can someone explain something to me real quick?
What's that?
I understand this is a Bills-centric segment here. Aaron Rodgers is yet to sign in Pittsburgh.
Mm.
He's starting to make you look stupid. He's been making you look stupid.
Well, and he keeps, you know, teasing, am I going to retire? Am I going to come back? I'm only going to come back if it's for the right situation.
You had leverage well, going into the draft, because you could have taken a quarterback in the first three rounds to be your starter.
Yeah.
You don't have that leverage anymore. It's gone. You need Aaron Rodgers or it's over.
Well, who's their quarterback now? Russell Wilson?
Well, I think
Russell Wilson is the quarterback for the New York Giants. The quarterback right now for the Steelers, starting quarterback, is Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, I don't like that name.
A guy that they sent off and then re-signed in the offseason.
Mason Rudolph doesn't sound like an intimidating guy.
It's not. Have you seen him play? Not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
I think I was kind of hoping for this to happen. I was hoping the Steelers would take Shedeur Sanders.
Oh.
And that way we would have a Rodgers Sanders locker room fight. Not like physical fight, but like fight to start.
Okay.
Like I would have been really interested in that dynamic.
Like a Johnson Flutie situation.
Okay, I'm being corrected. Yes, a Johnson Flutie situation. I'm being corrected.
They did.
The Steelers took a sixth-round quarterback.
Oh, they did.
National champion Will Howard out of Ohio State. My apologies.
Oh, I did not know that.
But
I miss that?
I'm going to assume that you're not taking a sixth-round quarterback to be your starter, right? So it's not like you have sixth round.
I mean, when you have Mason Rudolph.
Okay, but
anybody,
then why would you not
anybody
take
it? Can compete,
okay,
right?
All right. So, yeah, we just sit and we wait. This is going to be – This is a disaster no matter what happens for the Steelers. Either you waited too long and he doesn't come, or he shows up and he Aaron Rodgerses is all over your franchise. All over his.